My name is Rachel Armstrong and I'm co-director of Avatar, which is an architectural research group based in London. So I've just flown in from Heathrow. In 10 years from now, the 18-year-old, 8-year-old will be creating their own tools and materials to make their own hobbies. You know, so they'll be able to grow their dresses and shoes, and they'll be able to look after the environment when they do this as well. So everything that they do will actually have a positive environmental impact. And the reason this is going to happen is because we're going to see what's called unconventional computing, which is getting smart materials to work with the smart technology systems that are in the fabric of our telecommunication systems. And they'll work those together to create these experiences. So first of all, we'll have printers that will help us do this, but soon actually we'll be able to do without the printer, and we'll actually be able to have our smart materials. So they'll be like algae, or they might be chemistries that you make up, like you'd make a chemistry set, and they'll actually generate the response for you. And so you'll be able to grow your own garments, for example, or your shoes, or a tablecloth. So they will be quite small, they'll be on a small scale, so there'll be things that you can use in the home. The challenge of creating a football pitch size pair of pants, I think, is still beyond the reach of the technology in 10 years. But I think that we'll see a lot more people with incredible innovation in their garages. So if you think of an early Bill Gates and Steve Jobs working in their garages to create computers, I think this is what the 18-year-old, 8-year-old is going to be doing. They're going to be doing biotech, using telecommunications to actually invent these incredible unconventional computers, which actually result in products that we can wear and use around the home.